Welcome to the Michigan Medicine News Break, your daily destination for news and stories about the future of healthcare. Today, since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, more parents of teenagers in the United States started buying firearms, according to a new study. In a national survey of primary caretakers of teenagers conducted by the Firearm Safety Among Children and Teens, or FACTS, consortium, 10% of all households with high school-aged teens reported buying a firearm in the early months of the pandemic between March and July of 2020, and 3% of U.S. households with teens became first-time gun owners. While firearm manufacturing and sales have grown steadily since the 1990s, researchers estimate that in the first few months of the pandemic, 2.1 million additional firearm purchases were made nationwide, a 64.3% increase over expected volume. For households that already owned a firearm, these new firearms were more likely to be acquired by those who already reported storing at least one gun unlocked and loaded, noted the study, published in the Journal of Behavioral Medicine. This finding is concerning because we know the single biggest risk factor for adolescent firearm injuries is access to an unsecured firearm, said Dr. Patrick Carter, a co-author of the paper and co-director of the new Institute for Firearm Injury Prevention at the University of Michigan. This study demonstrates that we have more work to do to help families that already have firearms or may purchase new firearms to reduce the potential risks to their children by promoting safer storage practices that help to reduce the risk of teen firearm injury and death. Each year, nearly 50 out of every 100,000 high school-aged teens are injured by firearms, and nearly 10 out of every 100,000 are killed. As a result, teens in that age group are more likely to die from a firearm injury than any other leading cause of death. While the mental health statuses of parents and teens weren't associated with the likelihood of purchasing a firearm, researchers found that 1 in 7 households, 14%, that purchased a gun during the beginning of the COVID pandemic also had a teen who was experiencing depression symptoms. These findings, taken together, have significant implications for public health practitioners faced with both the COVID-19 pandemic and the firearm injury epidemic, said Dr. Mark Zimmerman, a co-author of the publication and co-director of the new UM Firearm Injury Prevention Institute alongside Carter. If we know that families are storing firearms unsafely and that a certain amount of them have teens who are experiencing depression, that can inform how we would tailor messaging around safe storage to families at increased risk, Zimmerman said. The Institute for Firearm Injury Prevention launched in June with the goal of addressing the public health crisis of firearm injury, from which 100 people die each day in the United States. The Institute is supported by a $10 million university commitment, with UM researchers already having secured more federal funding to study the issue than any other academic institute in the nation. In this study, the research team concluded that strategies geared toward safe storage for parents, as well as stronger child access prevention policy initiatives, could reduce the risk of firearm injury among teens. It's unclear exactly what specific circumstances precipitated this change in firearm purchasing, but we know that future research needs to focus on ways to increase safe storage practices among families with teens, Zimmerman said. The implications of this line of research may extend beyond the current COVID-19 pandemic and could help us move forward our goal of reducing and preventing future firearm injuries, he said. For more stories like this one, visit www.uofmhealth.org/healthblogs or search for the Michigan Medicine News Break anywhere you listen to podcasts.